Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you.
Amen. Turn over to Numbers, please, 13. I'm liking this cool weather. It's not 120 outside. Yes, it's nice.
You can actually do things outside.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot to turn this thing on. All right. Everybody at Numbers 13?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Father God, we do come, excuse me, to your throne room right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for everything you're doing for us, that you've done for us, and that you will do. And I thank you, Father God, not what I'd have to say this evening, but what you would have not only for the congregation, but also myself. And I thank you, Father God, I yield myself to you right now in the name of Jesus, to the Holy Ghost. And we ask you, Holy Ghost, to unveil and reveal truths from your word this evening. I know we've read these scriptures, but I thank you, Father God, we don't come to the word as a I know it already attitude, but with a teach me more.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for the light that we have, but thank you, Father God, for further light in the Word of God this evening. And so we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it in advance. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen. Numbers 13, we'll read about verse 1. We'll probably just stay in the King James all night. Excuse me. And the title to this... driving along yesterday, and the Lord just kind of dropped it on me. Did you forget about the grapes? That's what the title is. Did you forget about the grapes? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of what?
Amen.
Which I what?
Give unto you.
Which I give unto who?
Israel.
Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler, where?
Amen.
Everything good? Are we recording? All right. So send thou men, go back please, that they, actually go back to verse 1 please. And the Lord spake unto Moses, doing what? Saying, right?
Yes, sir.
Send thou men that they may what?
Search the land.
What land?
Canaan.
Whose land is it?
It's theirs.
Who?
The children of Israel.
It's their land, correct?
That's right. Yes.
Which I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them, right?
Yes.
Now go over to verse 23, please. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a what?
Branch.
With one, say one.
One.
One cluster of what?
Grapes.
How many? Okay. And they bear it how?
Between two.
So it took two guys to carry a cluster of grapes,
yeah.
Right? How many times have you gone to the store and you and your husband, or you and your brother or sister, or whoever, your friend, had to carry a cluster of grapes out on a pole?
Oh.
How many of y'all ever been to a grape orchard and had to carry out grapes on a pole?
No.
Me neither. So this is pretty big, grapes.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good load.
Yes.
Right? Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Two men, and it's taken... They got to have a pole between them and being able to tie these grapes on. So they're probably, I bet they probably weigh quite a bit. And they bear it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the Brook of what? Because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence, right? And they returned from searching of the land after what?
40 days.
We'll keep reading. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of what?
Of Israel.
unto the wilderness of what?
Aaron.
To Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit, what? And they told him and said, we come unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely, and what?
Surely.
It's exactly like you said.
Amen.
And surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb did what? Before Moses and said, let us go up at once and do what? Why was he trying to do that? It was already theirs, but he is also trying to get them before doubt set in. Because they heard the word of the Lord said that this is your land, so that's what was in them. This is our land. So you hang around somebody that complains long enough, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to be grateful, that's the word.
Right.
You're going to start complaining about everything God's already gave you. Complaining about you're not living in a big enough house.
Amen.
Complaining about the car that God gave you. How many of y'all's lives better than you've ever lived before?
Amen.
How many of y'all drive better vehicles than you ever drove before?
Amen.
But yet if we're not careful, we'll fall right back into that old rut of complaining. Well, why do they have that? Well, what about me?
Amen.
Well, why is my vehicle doing this?
Yeah.
It's easy to get into a complaining rut.
Yeah.
Why do you think Caleb was trying to shut them down?
Yeah.
Look, God told us this. Let's go take it. While we all know that God gave this land to us, let's go get it.
Yeah.
It's funny how fast. And go back a verse, please. Go back. Another one. Go back another one. So 28, another one. Another one, another one. Another one. Right there. Cut down, and they and cut down from thence what?
Branch
with what?
One cluster.
Go back to 28, please. Nevertheless. They already forgot about the grapes. They already forgot. Within a few verses, they've already forgot what God has gave them.
Amen.
They forgot about it. Did you forget about the grapes?
Amen.
Did you forget about where God brought you from?
Amen.
If you're saved, God accepted Jesus in your life, we're not going to hell. That means I am an heir, a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And over in Psalms, it talks about that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yes.
The cattle on 1,000 hills. It doesn't say one cattle on 1,000 hills.
No.
It says cattle on 1,000 hills.
That's right.
Yes.
All the gold and the silver.
Yes.
But yet we catch ourselves complaining. Well, I can't believe gas is this much now. Well, I can't believe groceries are going up. Well, did you forget about where God's brought you from right now? Because once again, you know, me and I made $12,000 or $13,000 when I first moved here.
Yeah.
We was on food stamps.
Yeah. Amen.
I ain't got no problem with them. If you need it, use the help that they got for you.
Amen.
But I didn't allow that to establish in my life either, though.
Amen.
I didn't allow that to continue to be a part of who I am.
Yes.
That's good.
So I continually just got into the Word of God and found out what belongs to us.
Amen.
Because number one, you know, I listen to people that are very prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I know for a fact, if God will do it for them, not only that, you ain't got to listen to just anybody. You can also read over in Genesis where it talks about Abraham, Isaac, and who? Who? Amen. So see, some of us don't know. You ought to read about prosperous people from the Word of God. It's interesting. People talk about, amen. People talk about, I don't know why we're so much emphasis on this. Why would God put in the Word of God how prosperous people are?
Right.
In the Word of God for us to read if it was not important?
Right. Amen. Amen.
So God just wasted paper? Yeah. Talking about how much stuff and things that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have. So he just put that in there just to add up paper, add space. That way it made it a little longer for you to read. But yet sometimes we fall into that rut of complaining. Well, they're just out for your money. Well, why would God have that put in the Word of God for us to see an example of them? Number one is to brag on God, to show you what God will do for you if you'll go after it, if you'll believe Him for it. We don't serve a slack God. We don't serve a God that's barely getting along Himself.
Amen.
We don't serve a God that doesn't know how He's going to do get you through.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Where was we at? What verse? 20. Oh yeah, we went back. Yeah, they forgot about it already. Said, nevertheless, I know this land is for us. It flows with milk and honey, just like God said. It's got everything in it. God said, I got everything that God said I could have. I'm doing better than I've ever did. But, you know, gas right now. Now I got to fill my car up. But, you know, groceries right now, we better start doing something different.
Amen.
It's so easy to fall into that rut of complaining. So easy to get back into that rut of complaining if we allow ourselves to get there. I'm telling you, if you continually listen to the news. Now, some people, you know, they say, well, I need to know what's going on. That's fine. Do you? But if you're constantly having to slap yourself in the mouth, I would find out if I really do need this.
Yes. Amen.
And if you do need to do it every day, okay. How much more of the Word are you putting in then? Because if I'm saying, you know, well, I need to listen to this. Okay, that's fine. But are you getting into the Word as much as you've listened to the news then?
That's right.
Because if you're not feeding up more on the Word of God than you are the news, you're defeating yourself.
Amen.
Look, amen. We are living better than we ever lived. Are you?
Yes.
Are you driving better than you ever drove?
Yes.
You think it's just by some circumstance?
No.
It's the Word of God bringing all of us out.
Yes.
And not being ashamed of it either.
Yes.
Not being ashamed of it.
Amen.
Well, who do you think you are? Well, if you had time, I'd tell you. But I'm an heir of God. I'm telling you that right now. My dad owns a lot of stuff. He's very, very wealthy.
Yes. Amen.
And whatever I need, I can just go to him
and
ask him. Say, hey, Dad.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You know, God gave me that Dodge truck out there.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Almost found myself not ashamed, but holding back and telling people a little bit.
Right. Amen.
Almost. Yeah. We almost came close, but then No, God got me this. God, and then somebody's like, asked me something the other day. He's like, well, how much was that? I was like, I don't know. I know I wanted it, so I got it. Oh, you just must have all kind of money. And I looked at him, I said, God is good to me and my wife.
That's right.
God is good to us.
Amen.
And yeah, we are rich.
Amen.
It's good not having to go to the store and trying to figure out, well, can I afford this?
Right.
Well, can I afford this? Because I was there when I first moved here.
Yes,
see, I mean, it's easy to judge somebody living in overflow, right, looking where they're at. But was you there with them at the beginning?
Come on.
Because, see, they were there at the beginning and they had to get into the Word just like everybody else. It didn't just come overnight. They had to get into the Word and establish the Word on the inside of them. That way, when lack showed up, they knew exactly how to handle it. And too many times we come accustomed to lack and we allow it into our house and don't even pay attention to it.
Amen.
We need to recognize it and deal with it. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
They said, nevertheless, now we're going off our feelings and off our senses as well. Now, we're not basing anything off what God told us or what's in the Word. We're just going off what we're seeing, hearing, touching. How many people did that affect whenever they might not have believed that there's a toilet paper shortage, but once they started seeing it, might have caught a glimpse on the news, all these shelves are empty. Oh, no. Toilet paper is gone. And then the thought comes, what are we going to do? I better get to the store right now. All the toilet paper's gone. And then you start hearing people say, man, I went to the store the other day. I went to 3 different stores, found 1 packet of 4 toilet paper. Oh, no. How much toilet paper do we have? Who do I need? Do I need to call my wife right now? Do I need to get to the store right now? There's no toilet paper. Who said there was no toilet paper? See how fast fear will just envelop you quickly if you allow it. That's what happened here, and Caleb started noticing it, because you can tell in people's faces.
Yes.
Amen. If you don't believe me, go somewhere to a gym or something like that and watch somebody that's watching news.
Oh yeah.
And watch their face.
Yeah. Amen.
That's good.
Yeah. Amen.
Nevertheless, right? And then verse 30, it said, Caleb stilled the people before Moses. Before Moses? I don't know who that is. Moses' brother. Thank you, Jim. there was Moses and Moses. Amen. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, what? For what? To overcome it. Was he right?
Yes.
He was absolutely right.
Yes, sir.
But the men that went up with him said what? But the men that went up with him said what?
We be not.
How did he know they were stronger? Because what they looked like?
Yep.
Because of how they stood? Because of how they were? Did they fight any of them?
Nope.
Did they arm wrestle any of them? Did they have a weightlifting competition with them? So how did they know they were stronger? How do you know God doesn't want you to live in that $1 million house?
Yeah. Amen.
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 It's another life. It's another way of thinking to think like that.
Amen.
It's true.
But if I constantly think, well, God, I'm just going to live in this little 1-bedroom apartment. If I constantly see myself there, that's where I'll stay.
Yep. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But if I'm not afraid to get out books and find houses, you know, I was listening, I think it was Shaquille O'Neal the other day. He bought this house. He kept adding on to it. He's up to 78,000 square feet in his house now.
Holy Toledo. It's a big house.
It's a very big house.
Yes.
78,000 square feet. And he told him, and guess how many rooms he uses? I think three.
Yeah.
The bedroom, the kitchen, and maybe the living room, maybe. That's it. The bathroom, I just kind of assume it goes with the master bedroom. I just assume it's a part of the same.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the thing is, why do people that don't live for God,
amen,
and we think it's all right?
Yeah, come
amen.
On, say that. Come on.
But when a minister or somebody ends up with something like that, first thing that we want to say is they're robbing.
Yeah.
Not us. We know better. But other people want to create YouTube channels. They're robbing from the church. They just want your money.
Yeah.
They're trying to justify why they're living at the level they're living.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad it's just us chickens here tonight. Amen. Just us good people, right? Stephanie, don't read too much into the chicken word. Oh, man. Excuse me while I tie my shoe. But 78,000 square feet.
Yes.
Amen. Can you see yourself living in something like that? And, you know, it's good to get out magazines.
Yeah.
It really is. Get million-dollar house magazines and just start taping them up on the walls. Yeah. Well, what if somebody comes over? Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. Your house.
Don't invite them over then. And if you're really ashamed of that,
come on.
Get that image on the inside of you. Get that image on the inside of you.
Amen.
Get that image of just being able to go to the store and not having to add up any food, but just grabbing whatever you need.
Amen.
Being able to just drive down the road and see something and go, I'd like that, and just go buy it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm not saying just go out and live crazy, right? And just buy stuff you can't afford, right? But the Spirit of God, the God of the gospel of Christ, the gospel, which is prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because the first thing he said, you preaching the gospel to the who?
Poor.
It's the first thing he said. Very interesting to me that he had saved the poor first.
Yeah.
Amen.
And sometimes we want to get, not us, but other people want to get tripped up by that.
Yeah.
But yet that's the first thing that he talked about. Preaching the gospel to the poor.
Yes.
Amen. So we obviously got to get the image up, right? But they couldn't see themselves living in a place like that.
Right. Yeah. Amen. Exactly.
And so living in another place was almost scary to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. Because they would never get that image bigger. They always complained.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Always, well, golly, we ain't got no water now. We ain't got no meat. We just got to eat this free food every day that just rains down from heaven. They were used to that slave mentality.
Yes. Yes.
And they would never get it out of them.
No.
And no, so now here comes this luscious land, this land that flows with milk and honey, this land where, look at the size of these grapes, it takes two of us. But look, I know God gave it to us, but we can't take it. I know God wants me to live in victory. But I don't think it's for me. Why? I know God wants me to live in overflow, but I know God wants me healed, but
amen.
See, I mean, that sounds just like them.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Yep, exactly.
Amen. So, I mean, before we go criticizing them, how do I sound?
Amen. Amen.
I was listening to a minister today. This was back in about 2000, I think. He is ministering on prosperity and stuff. And he said, you know, I just went and got myself a $15,000 dog. And that congregation sounded just like y'all.
Quiet.
He said, you want to know why I got that dog? Because I wanted it.
Amen.
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 And the lack mentality, whenever somebody says something like that, that lack mentality tries to show up and go, well, why does he need that dog? I could have used that money. Well, I mean, I could have did something with that money. Well, why don't you believe God for it?
Amen.
We act like God doesn't have enough for everybody. You really think that he's surprised right now, like up in heaven? He's got an accountant in there going, son, I did not realize there'd be this many people on the earth, and I told them that they could live in overflow. We're going to have to figure something out. We're going to have to stop being scared of money and think money is evil and things like that. Because how else is the kingdom of God going to get out the word of God? You think that all of this just comes free just because it's a church? You think that people traveling overseas, just they let them fly for free because they're ministers?
No, sir.
Money. It costs money to do these things. But yet, whenever we see rappers and things like this with jets, we don't think nothing about it. It's like, oh, that's fine.
Right.
The kingdom of God should be more important than anything else going on. And it does take money to do it.
Yes, sir.
It takes money to do outreaches. It takes gas money to drive anywhere. Amen. It takes finances to do a lot of this stuff, right? Yeah. Amen. We probably ain't going to make it through all these notes. Amen. Because we're getting... Yeah, it's still good, ain't it? Amen. Amen. It is. It's helping me. Because there's a bunch of... Amen. We will see. Amen. Amen. All right. Where were we at? Verse what? 31. But the men that went up with him said what?
We be not able to go up against the people.
Go against the people. Pull up verse 2, please. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I what?
Give unto the children of Israel.
Amen. Go back to verse 31, please. What has God gave you? What has God gave you? See, what you don't know he gave you, that's why we don't possess it.
That's right.
Amen.
And let that sit in for a minute.
That's good.
Amen. Because, see, if I really don't believe that God wants me to live in overflow or live in a nice house, you think I'm going to live in it?
No. You won't.
You think if I really believe that God wants me to kind of struggle every day, you think I'm going to be living in overflow?
No.
You'll
struggle every day.
I'm going to live exactly how I think God sees me.
Amen.
Because that's how they were living. They were living exactly how they saw themselves. Yes. How they thought God saw them. How they thought that the enemy saw them as grasshoppers.
Right. Yeah.
Not as God said.
No.
Because if you read the word of God, you'll realize exactly what God says about you.
Yes. Amen.
He says you're the head and what?
Not the tail.
You're above and what?
Not beyond.
Yes, blessed coming in and what? Blessed what? But see, if I don't really believe that, I can say it all day. I can parrot just like a parrot. I can say it just like a parrot. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. Get home, get a bill. How are we supposed to pay for this?
Come on. Amen.
See, if it's just mental sin, if I'm just saying it mentally, and it's not on the inside of me, I'm going to continually be where I'm at, and it's going to confuse me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because see, I'm just going to be, well, I've been confessing it, but is it on the inside of you? Are you doing anything about that image on the inside of you? Or are you keeping the same exact image?
Come on.
I can sit here and confess everything, but if I'm not changing the image on the inside of me, of smallness to being in overflow, of victorious, not being in defeat.
Right.
Amen. Of being the head, not being the tail.
Right.
Amen. Of being up, not being depressed all the time.
Correct.
Amen.
Amen. It's amen. Where are we at? 31? Yeah. They are stronger than what?
We.
Nobody told them that, but they just assumed it because that's what they saw.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
And they brought up what? Very interesting that it says an evil port of what?
The land.
The land. But yet the land, it's just like God said, it flows with milk and honey.
Yeah, that's right.
We can't have this place.
Yeah.
That fast. Nevertheless. And God said, y'all brought up an evil report of what I gave you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, if I'm sitting here talking about, well, you know, they're just trying to steal money. Well, I don't know why he talks about money all the time. Well, and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about what belongs to us.
Right. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I'm not talking about give me your money. I'm talking about what God gave you.
Yes.
What belongs to you as a joint heir. If you're saved and accepted Christ in your heart, you're a joint heir with Jesus, right?
Amen.
Amen. I'm an heir.
Yes.
I'm a child of God.
Yes.
Amen.
And so if we're talking against what belongs to us, you think it's a good report?
No, sir.
No.
Now I'm speaking of an evil report of what belongs to me.
Amen.
And so I will not ever be able to partake of what I speak against.
That's true.
Amen.
I won't.
Amen.
Amen.
And they brought up an evil report of what?
The land.
Which they had searched unto the children, of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that what?
Eateth up the inhabitants thereof.
So where did this come from? It's exactly like God said. This belongs to us.
Right.
This is ours. It flows with milk and honey. Look at these grapes.
Right.
Nevertheless, we can't take it because we all going to die. There's people there. They're stronger than us. I don't think the land is big enough to sustain us. That's what they're saying. I don't think that there's enough for all of it to go around. Some of us just going to have to live poor. Some of us can live, you know, well.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. You ever thought about, I wonder if it's an evil report, if I'm... I can't believe gas costs so much now.
Yes.
Amen.
We just family. We just talking, right? Amen.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if that's an evil report, because now I'm saying that, God, you're not big enough to supply all my needs. I'm going to have to walk everywhere I go now, because you don't have enough finances or ability to get this gas into my gas tank.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have you ever thought about owning multiple houses?
Yes.
Yes.
About owning houses, you know, in different states or whatever for vacation homes?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's just such a different way of thinking than other people. I ain't saying you got to go around and tell everybody, because some people are going to be like them. You really think you're going to get another house? Who said you could get another house? Why would I even carry on a conversation with somebody like that? And why would I even try to tell them what's on the inside of me, what's in my heart, what's one of my desires? Why would I even try to talk to them if they ain't even where I'm at? Well, you know, I'm trying to help them. No, let the Word help them. Let the Word of God help them, just like it helped you. You ain't going to do nothing for them. You can try to inspire their faith sometimes with a testimony. But if they're just, if they're not where they're, where you're at, I wouldn't all the time be telling everything.
No. Amen.
The land through which we've gone searched, the land eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of what?
Great stature.
And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as what?
Grasshoppers.
And so we were in their sight.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Next, please.
Amen.
Chapter 14, verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people, what?
Wept that night.
Why do you think Caleb was trying to shut them down? Because he could tell what they're saying right now is really affecting these people.
Yes.
Their demeanor's changing. I can see their faces.
Yes.
I need to hurry up and try to take control of this. And look, let's go up and take it right now. God said it belongs to us. Y'all know God said it belongs to us. Let's go.
Yes.
He's trying to get them to moving before they sat there and accepted the doubt and the lie.
Yes.
And the evil report of it doesn't belong to you.
Yes, sir.
If you're a Christian, you're supposed to just barely get along. Everybody else in the world living for Satan. And that's all that's doing is saying that Satan is better than God is. And where we got that, you know, I think I said something about it last time, where we got the saying, well, money is evil. Well, if that's the case, why do we go to jobs to make it?
Right. Yes, sir.
If money is evil, let's just be honest. If money is evil, why am I going to a job every day to make it? If it's so evil, I just need to stop working. Matter of fact, I should not ever touch it again if I truly think money is evil.
Right. Amen.
And if, well, you know, not all money is evil. Okay. Next question. What's the amount to where it makes it evil?
Right.
Come on.
What is that amount? I'm just curious.
Right.
You know, and if, you know, somebody might say, well, it's this amount and it's just under what they have, you know.
Amen.
Like, well, where'd you get that amount from,
right,
you know?
Right.
Or just above what they have, whatever. So if money, all money is evil, what's the amount? What's the cutoff? And who said it was evil?
Right. Yeah.
Amen. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night.
Yes.
See, they went from being victorious to receiving something that's an evil report.
Right.
And how many people is this?
Millions.
Millions.
Yeah.
Millions of people, but yet, how many went to the land to search it out? And so how many of them spoke against it?
11.
10, right? Because Caleb and Joshua, right? And so out of millions, think about it, of people, 10 people. And it probably wasn't even 10. It's probably just one or two that really got it going. Were able to persuade millions of people.
Yes.
That what God said was a lie.
Because
that's what they're saying. Because God said, it's y'all's. But they said, God's a liar. Right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. That fast. They allowed what a few people said say to change their whole perspective on what God said.
Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Was said unto them, where are we at? And the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God, would God that we had died, where? Or would God we had died where?
In this wilderness.
And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall what? They went from living in a land of overflow to saying, we're about to die by a sword. We're about to die. This is it. God brought us here to slaughter us, kill everybody. He tricked us by saying we could live in overflow. That our wives and our children should be prey. I mean, it's once you get into that complaining, it's a downhill spiral.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once you start complaining, it's a downhill spiral. Were it not better for us to return to being slaves? Because that's what Egypt is. Right? And then if you look over at verse 28 real fast, and then I'll stop. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith who?
The Lord.
As you have what?
Spoken in my ears.
So will I do to you. What'd he do? Where'd they die at? They died in the wilderness. Exactly what they said, right? Go back to verse 2, please. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died where?
In this wilderness.
And then verse 28 again, please. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Where did they die?
In the wilderness.
Amen. They allowed somebody to talk them out of their place of overflow right into defeat and to having to walk around the wilderness for 40 years.
Yep.
By going off of what a man said, not what God said. Because
right.
God said it belongs to you.
That's
man
right.
said, you can't have that.
That's right.
Amen.
You don't have enough education for that. You're not smart enough for that. You're not the right color for that. You're not the right height for that.
Yeah.
Your credit score ain't the right amount for that.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Come on. Preach it.
Amen. Amen. I think we'll get back into this whenever God wants us to. Amen. Amen. Well, did y'all get anything out of that?
Yes.
Amen. All right. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and we do thank you for your word, Father. I thank you. We want to allow the man's talk, man's speech, to determine how we're going to live our lives. But we'll allow your word to direct each and every step we take and to allow us to live in overflow. And everything that you said belongs to us, we will receive it, Father God. We'll walk in it, and we'll tell everybody about who got it for us from you, Father God. We thank you for it. Give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Everybody greets it.
Amen.
Amen. We will see y'all Sunday.